Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that one is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Crowley, Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C, is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member. She's our guest today. She is the co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of Mean Girls at Work, Working for You Isn't Working for Me. That's two of their great books. And we're talking about meetings. We're talking about the importance of meetings, the value of meetings, how to make sure that the meetings in your small business are scheduled, are regular, productive. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm going to tell you a quick story about meetings. When I had my consulting company, I had a company that I did a lot of work with. And I could tell, I spent a lot of time in the company, and I could tell that they really just weren't hitting on all cylinders organizationally, even though they were doing a lot of business, but there was really quite a bit, there was a lot of yah-yah meetings, like I was telling you about. You know, people just passing each other in the hall and telling each other things. So I couldn't get him to have a regular weekly meeting. Finally, I said, look, just humor me, let me put it together. And I said, I don't want you to conduct the meeting, I just want you to show up. So he said, okay. So about 2 weeks later, we scheduled a meeting, and we had like nine people in the room, plus me and him. And I said, here, you sit over here in the corner with me. We sit over in the corner, and they sat down. They had never had a meeting like this, and I had one person assigned to start the meeting. He started the meeting, and within 5 minutes, it was amazing what they were getting out on the table. I looked over at him, and he said, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I stood up, and I said, my work here is done, and I walked out. And you know what? That was 15 years ago, and they're still having those meetings.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It might have been 20 years ago. I mean, it's been a long time. They're still having those meetings. They work if they're done right.
You know, and actually that's a brilliant idea, Jim, which is to, when we do executive coaching, we often say, if you don't like doing this, who in your company is good at meetings? You know, there may be someone in your staff who's really great at organizing this kind of thing and facilitating a dynamic, productive, focused meeting.
Well, see, this guy was a great entrepreneur, but he was the classic shiny object guy. I mean, he had attention deficit disorder like you wouldn't believe. He couldn't stay focused in a meeting.
Many do.
So when he was whenever he led a meeting, it didn't work.
That's right.
So he never led the meetings after that.
Right. Brilliant. So that's the message. Find someone in your company who's good at that and give them that job.
Mm-hmm. Right. So talk to us some more about managing up, getting or just training our people how to have a better meeting, how to conduct meetings, how to have them. One of the things I want to say, folks, you mentioned it earlier about having a meeting a week or every other week or whatever. Have a schedule and stick to it. What do you think?
Yeah, what I was going to say is the meeting should be, rather than being a dental appointment where you're having your tooth pulled, it should be a routine practice, as if you are meditating. Every week, it should be short so that you don't dread them. And you, the business owner, need to show up. You could literally refer your staff to managing up in our book, Working With You Is Killing Me, or you could just say, here are the things I need you to do. Show up at this time, bring an agenda. We got to stay focused on it. We'll go through the points, and then I need to hear back from you what your follow-up steps are going to be. And just keep it very simple.
If you're a manager, if you're the owner, this ought to be a time when you say, you know what, this is where I find out what's going on in my company.
Yeah.
And what about this, Catherine? What if you said, okay, I want you to bring me what you're working on, bring me what you're troubled by, and bring me what you're excited about. Everybody has to bring those three things. What do you think?
I think that's perfect. But I also think that your job as a business owner, once you are listening to that, is to let your staff know how your priorities may be changing. Because that's the other thing, is that they may not know what the most urgent thing for you is each week. And so they bring you their information, but you need to be ready with yours.
But those kinds of, that kind of information is not a weekly thing. That's more of an annual, isn't it, where you say, okay, folks, this is what we need to accomplish this year, and so you sort of the weekly meetings are executing on that, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You set that agenda, but what happens when you have a client presentation that's just moved up by a week, and now everyone needs to be on board to do that, or some major piece of equipment has broken down, and you need everyone on board to solve that problem?
Right.
That you as a leader need to be ready to inform your staff when your priorities have changed.
And I will tell you something about the if you do meetings right, it's one of the ways to avoid crisis management.
Yes.
And it's one of the reasons why people, if you're telling me or Catherine that you don't have time for meetings, what you're also telling us is we're actually in the middle of crisis management. What do you think, Catherine?
Yeah, I'd say rather than creating a business, you're reacting and responding.
That's right. That's crisis management.
Yes.
and meetings will help you avoid that, because crisis management is the greatest waster of your precious capital. What do you think, Catherine?
I agree, and it's also that it teaches your staff can't focus their energy.
Yeah, Catherine, I need your website, please.
www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
ksquaredenterprises.com. Catherine Crowley, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I happily will, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. I'm Jim with a J. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.